WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Hey, you may want to keep an eye on what your kid's bus driver is doing behind the wheel, what they're looking at on their phone. Yet another driver has been charged with looking at porn while kids were on his bus, and Patrick Lavery joins us live with the details this morning. Patrick?
Eric, an employee of Garden State Transport, the company that provides bus service to the Chemung District, believes the charges against 64-year-old Frank LaFortune are incorrect, not accurate, and that he's still employed there. But he was immediately and permanently taken off his route by the district after students were the ones to report him allegedly viewing the material while the bus was parked outside an elementary school. Just weeks ago, a former driver caught looking at and distributing child porn got 5 years in prison. This to say nothing, of course, of several other bus drivers who have been caught texting or FaceTiming in New Jersey. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. The head of the legislative committee looking into the hiring practices of the Murphy administration is dismissing the findings of a so-called independent investigation commissioned by the governor. The 75-page report written by the law firm of former Supreme Court Justice Peter Venero does not identify who hired Al Alvarez despite credible allegations of sexual assault and offers few criticisms of the administration's handling of the investigation. State Senator Loretta Weinberg says the report falls short of the comprehensive investigation Murphy promised, and there continues to be too many unanswered questions, too many inconsistencies, and too many people unable to provide a true accounting. New Jersey is already home to one of the toughest anti-bullying laws in the nation, but lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say it still doesn't go far enough. Mallory's Law, named in memory of a 12-year-old girl who committed suicide after suffering from bullying, aims to get more bite to the laws already in place.
State Senator Joe Panaccio says the bipartisan anti-bullying measure improves transparency in the reporting process and adds accountability. With this bill, any account of bullying goes on a student's permanent record. Parents of all students involved must be notified.
We don't want a parent to come back to us and say, we never knew. Nobody ever got a hold of us.
And in certain cases, the parents of the proven bully could face civil liability. The proposed law was crafted with the help of Mallory Grossman's parents. The 12-year-old Rockaway Township girl who was bullied on school grounds and over the phone took her own life in June 2017. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The first increase in the minimum wage from the new law signed Monday by Governor Murphy takes effect right away. It doesn't have to wait until July. The state, counties, municipalities, and schools are now immediately covered.
Until this week, New Jersey government entities only had to comply with the federal minimum, which is $7.25 an hour. That exemption is now gone immediately, making the minimum the standard $8.85 an hour. It goes to $10 in July, then up another dollar each January 1st through 2024. Jonathan Pushman of the New Jersey School Boards Association says in the short term, it'll increase pay for some substitute teachers, school bus aides, and part-time custodians, as well as for some outside contractors.
We realize that contracted service providers that are impacted by this legislation will likely pass those costs on to us, which would inevitably be passed on potentially to taxpayers.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.